Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The center fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splitorf. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitorf fires to first and has Williams trapped. There's the throw to Rojas, who tags Williams for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Allen steals second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Splitorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitorf hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beat Split Orf for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hobley. Spezio reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Scheinblum throws the ball into Mayberry, who tags Hermann trying to return to first, for the out. May scores. Spezio scores. One out. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a fly ball into right field. Scheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hobley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Hobley reaches second base with a double. Richie Scheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheinblum is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheinblum hits a line drive towards third. Spezio catches it and throws to second to double up Hobley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to third. Alfitz Morris now pitching. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to home to get Reichardt. May moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. Spezio moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hermann is walked intentionally. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, And the Royals too. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wood, and towards Andrews, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andrews moves to second. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Rick Reichardt. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive towards the mound. Fitzmaurice reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Spezio strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hermann hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spezio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Piniella moves to third. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground for a double play. 2 outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spezio hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spezio moves to third. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carl Taylor pinch hits for Alfitz Morris. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hobley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. Terry Forster now pitching. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Williams reaches second base with a double. Forster moves to third. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-4 in the game. Andrews strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two home runs, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Allen is walked intentionally. Tony Muser pinch runs for Dick Allen. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Forster scores. Williams moves to third. Muser moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Williams scores. Muser moves to third. Johnstone moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Piniella moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Piniella moves to third. Kirkpatrick moves to second. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Piniella scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shaw strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.